So I think a big challenge, and when we talk about teaching and learning and higher ed and tenure, is this idea of peer review. And certainly if you had a repository for these open educational resources, they could go through that peer review process. Do you ever see a point in time where the university will recognize, or the university, the academy will recognize that kind of peer review as a valid way of publishing interesting ways of teaching and learning?
Well, it's a little bit orthogonal, right? The issue with the academy is, do they care about anything in education as a thing that has to do with tenure? I mean, I know, speaking for MIT and a lot of places, the bottom line is really, in things like faculty promotion and tenure, is have you influenced the world? And, you know, you could influence the world by, in education, writing some outstanding textbook and doing it out. There have been people who've influenced the world by making tremendously wonderful repositories on the internet of websites and things. So that's a little bit orthogonal to whether those things are open or not. You'd like to think that in the long run, that if you make something open, other people can build on it and it'll have more influence, but it's not a direct link. The real issue is to get the university to say it actually matters that people get promoted for their educational contributions. Right now, there's a thing in universities where even universities that don't have strong research components feel that somehow they have to beef up their research components, partly because of prestige, partly because they think about being funded by research contracts or something. But that's the real issue. It's not open educational resources per se.